Good afternoon, good night, good day, wherever you are. This is Unleashed Unapologetically with your coach, Nadej. And of course, I have a wonderful guest here with us this evening. And with her, there's a lot that we are going to learn about our mental health, our self-care, our self-awareness, and self-discovery, and of course, about makeup a little bit. As you could see, this tonight, I'm shining. So let me introduce you to who she is. She is here to raise awareness on wellness. She helps stand on firm ground with your mental health, like I said earlier, self-care and self-discovery. And we know for many of us women, when we are working on our well-being, on building confidence, we need that strength to believe in our own self, to take care of ourselves, and of course, to work on our mental. Because when we are not working on our mental, we let ourselves be discouraged easily. And of course, she is a motivator. She is going to speak with us. So her motivation is to house safe spaces, to encourage a dynamic with self through increasing one's love for self. Did you hear that? It's all about self-love here, girls. And of course, she champions what you believe to be effective, holistic methods that will help you cope with your mental health challenges that you go through every day when you wake up. Because we know there's the battle of the mind. When we wake up in the morning, we ask ourselves, what are we gonna do? What should I wear? What should I not do? Who's gonna talk about me? Especially if you are a new entrepreneur, you are working on a business, you let yourself be taken away by what others are doing or are saying. So she is coming in to teach us about what we can do to elevate that self of ourselves, actually, elevate our mental state so we can stand strong and do everything we desire to do and more. She is sharing her stories, but it's not for pity. And she said it straight too. She's not here to share her stories for pity. She's here to educate you and empowers you and bring hopes to you so you too can know through her stories there are so many recovery and discovery as well. Our sister here is Australia. That's her name. I love that name, by the way, Australia. She is a mental health certified. She is certified mental health. And she is also a makeup artist. I love it. I have my makeup on. And she's a lash tech. So with everything, she's also a violence prevention, right? Domestic violence prevention mentor. She will talk to us about all the steps that we need to take, about what we need to do to recover, and of course, discover who we are. So of course, let's welcome our sister. Hello, Australia.
Hello.
What's going on?
Hello. It's going good. How are you? You're looking lovely.
Thank you. I'm loving being on this platform with you and to learn so much about makeup. Well, let's begin. Before we go any deeper into you telling the audience all those beautiful things that you do, it started with you and I at a makeup show, right? When we met each other and I learned from you because you were the one doing my eyebrows, and now I have learned to better do it the way I used to do it, right? So I changed that. So it was a great thing because I learned from you things that I did not know. And it wasn't just with makeup. It wasn't just with doing my eyebrow. It was also what we do in our environment and our realm, which is educating others. Both of us, we are mental health first aid, right? Certified. Yeah. But yet there's something that you've done or you've gone through that is different than myself. So what I want before we go deeper in our conversation, it's like tea, cocktail, whatever we want to call it this evening, because we have the night. I would like for you to go deep in and introduce yourself and everything about what got you to be who you are this evening on this platform to the audience.
Yes, so peace and blessings to everyone that is going to be tuning in and listening. I'm so grateful to be here. My name is Australia Edinburgh. So, yes, my name on the map. Australia Edinburgh. I am a certified mental health first aid. I am a traveling pro makeup artist and lash tech. And I just love helping people feel good about themselves. You know, when you think about that, sometimes people just limit that to volunteering. But I feel like there are so many other ways that you can help people feel good about themselves in addition to volunteering. And I do that with my beauty makeup, my beauty business, right? I help women magnify their beauty. It's already there. I just help magnify it, okay? And I love the time that I get to share with women because we talk about so much and there's so much therapeutic things that go on and in a sense healing communication and help gain clarity some areas of our lives. So we get to talk about certain things that we've experienced, our challenges, our struggles. We even share our successes and our remedies. And sometimes we share our pain. And one thing I always want to let it be known is that whenever you're with me and when you're talking to me, it's going to always be a safe space. I'm not here to judge you. I'm just here to listen a lot of times and just to be a resource in whatever way I'm able to do that. So, again, me being a makeup artist allows me to do that. And I wanted to, you know, make sure that I'm being thorough in my resourcefulness. So I just certified in mental health first aid to be able to recognize certain signs and declines within individuals and be able to direct them to, you know, further support. And what led me to that was me experiencing postpartum depression over a decade ago when I had my son. And you know, you probably tell yourself, that's not gonna be me. I'm not gonna deal with that. That can't happen to me, but it did. And it wasn't just the pregnancy, you know, that triggered that. It was my environment. It was, you know, the connections that I had at that time and, you know, just where my life was. And I found myself in a very dark place. And it was to the point to where I didn't even want to be here on this earth anymore. Like, I was like, I'm just done. I was very overwhelmed with everything that was going on in my life. And at that point, I didn't really know how to communicate that, what it was that I was going through. I was very closed off in sharing that. But on the day that I thought about doing the unthinkable, I did reach out to someone and I let it be known, like, hey, I'm just overwhelmed with everything that's going on, and I'm thinking about doing this. And that person was just like, that does not sound like you at all. You sound depressed, and oh, we need to get you back on track. So, of course, there was a transparent conversation that was had there, and then some resources were given to me. And then I just started to, you know, take accountability for that and why, and get to the root of why was I wanting to do something so serious at a pivotal moment in my life. You know, being a mother is a blessing and it definitely teaches you strength you never know that you have sometimes. So, you know, part of the things that I was dealing with was an abusive relationship. And I wasn't getting full support from, you know, his father. So, that took a very huge toll on me. But I thought to myself, I'm like, I can't, if I don't want to be attached to this person, I definitely don't want my child being around this person. So that in itself motivation for me to get myself up and get myself together. And one thing that helped me along my way was, of course, doing some deep inner reflection and again taking that accountability for what and where I was, but also makeup is like a different me, and it still is, and I'm pretty everyone that wears makeup feels the same too. Because like when you look good, you feel good, you perform good, and you just ultimately radiate positive energy. It doesn't have to be a full-on beat face. It can just be something as simple as a lipstick,
brow done,
you know, nice eyeshadow and some lashes, whatever. Whatever it is that makes us feel good about ourselves helps us to feel like for whatever it is that we're dealing with in that day and at that time frame. So I started just digging into, you know, more mental health information, understanding things, and also learning more about emotional intelligence, because that also plays a part in it as well. Just understanding why was I these things to control me so much, because our emotions, no matter what they are valid, but you don't want to ever get to the point to where they overpower you and control you. So I had to learn how to manage those things. And once I started learning the power of that, I was like, oh my gosh, I definitely want to share this information with others, because despite that dark period in my life, you know, I definitely was good at masking it. And I would always get asked questions like, how do you manage it all? How do you do it? And at first I was just like, it's just my faith. It's just God. But I had to start giving myself more credit and like, no, okay, it's because I have a good support team behind me that's helping me. It's because that, you know, I'm doing the things that I want to do in my life. I'm not out here, you know, following someone else's plan for my life. And that has a lot to do with it as well. And just other little measures that I was taking. So I decided to make it official and go get certified as a mental health first aid, because again, like I said, there are the women that I come in contact with, we deal with so much, and you will be surprised of how your struggle connects you to people. You know what I'm saying? All the challenges. So I was like, I want to just be someone that is more resourceful and want to give as much as I can. So Mental Health First Aid was right there, and I did it. And I've been once 4 years now, and I enjoy it, because again, like I said, you never know what someone else is going through. And you know, if me being able to pour into myself gives me the opportunity to pour into others, so that's what came about with the mental health first aid.
Oh wow, thank you so much for sharing your story with us. And deeply we are taking it, you know, and where, like you said, where it is a safe space for those who are listening and for you and myself as well. Because there are so many things that we've gone through in our lives, right? That really impact us at a negative, to a place where we feel so low, you know, and then we feel outside of ourselves, that if we do not seek support elsewhere, then we tend to crash. And once we crash, we may not get up if we do not have the push, if we do not have the motivation, and sometimes if we don't know how, right? And I really embrace the story that you share with us, because, you know, you have a child, but yet there are so many thoughts that goes through your head due to that postpartum depression that you've gone through, and due to the fact that the people you were expecting support from, you were unable to find that support. So it, again, it's like taking away something from you that could empower you to boost yourself and keep on going. But once you made that turn to meet with someone who can bring you that support, everything changes, everything shifts, and you become somebody that you were expecting to meet for the longest. It's like, you know, it's like when we get to meet our newest person, that person that was hidden inside, it's that awakening phase that we face, right? So tell us more about the journey of you becoming that bold, empowering person who is now helping other women to stand on ground as well, so they can really focus on their mental health and embrace the care that they have for themselves. And when we're talking about care, we're not simply talking about how we look, the makeup that we do, but it's everything from the inner self to the outer self.
So I love how you said that, you know, it's more than the external. It's about the inner work that goes in. And it's some inner work that goes into being confident. You know, know who you are when others doubt you. That is one of the biggest things I had to learn to be grounded in, is standing firm who I am and my intentionality, no matter what it looked like to others, and no matter how I fairly perceive that. And I'm gonna keep it authentic. It was not, you know, it's not easy when you have to stand firm in the face of your loved ones or people that you respect and that you've grown to love. It can be tough sometimes, but it's definitely necessary and so rewarding when, again, you honor yourself. So what I had to do was, like I said, I had to stand firm on being who I am. So that meant saying no to things and basically going my own path. I was literally told at one point, like, my life was over because I was a mother. Like, I couldn't dream. I couldn't go after the things that I wanted to do because I was a mother. And I did not believe, like, I just refused to accept that in my mental. I was like, how are you going to tell me that my life is over? I don't agree with that. It just only means that I have to be a mother and do my dreams too and follow my dreams too. And that means I got to figure out a way to do that. And I did that. And I'm so glad, you know, that I trusted myself even when, you know, I didn't know what I was doing. because if I didn't, Persuaded Beauty wouldn't be here, right? If I didn't, I wouldn't be a mental health first aid. So that was one of the things. So just in that inner reflection. So I had to like sit with myself and affirm myself, like literally look in the mirror and tell myself that I'm worth it. I am enough. I can do this. You know, I can do anything. And just other, you know, affirming and motifs help me get through those tough times. Raise my awareness again, understanding certain dynamics of my family, also tapping back into my culture as well, because we know that, you know, in our community, mental health is a taboo topic. And I'm gonna say it still is, because I believe that it's definitely growing. The awareness is definitely growing in the Black community, and I love it. But at one point, yeah, and in most situations and most families, we don't talk about it because, you know, we don't want to be looked at as weak or crazy or whatever. But in these times especially, you definitely want to make sure that you are practicing mental wealth measures in order to deal with all of the stresses of life, because regardless of who you are, what your status is, you're going to face challenges. And if you don't have a strong foundation of self, you're going to crumble. And just also remembering, like, you know, I'm going to always be there for me. No matter who isn't there, I'm going to always be there for me. So showing up for myself was, like I said, you know, boosting my confidence with makeup. It was being intentional with that inner reflection and affirming myself. Other things I did was vision boarding. You know, I wasn't at that particular time, I wasn't in a place where I wanted to be, but I had a vision of where I wanted to go. So I would literally write it down, I would journal and also write a vision board of what I saw myself doing. And that was a reminder. Every time I put it in my room, so every day I wake up, I would see it, and it was a constant reminder, like, hey, I got things to do, I got goals to reach, right? So that really helped me, as well as, you know, finding my tribe. Sometimes when we say tribe, I want to let it be known that it may not always be your family. People that you feel safe and vulnerable with, right, and that accept you for you and that know how to support you unbiasedly. So that has really also helped me as well with just growing in my understanding of things and moving forward. So I had to learn to thrive through the transition, which is something I like to say a lot, because like I said, we're gonna all go through challenges, but it's your perspective. When you learn how to switch and shift your perspective, oh my gosh, you learn so much. And I feel like it's also opportunity for so many blessings when you learn how to shift your perspective. Instead of saying, for instance, why is this happening to me? You can shift that by saying, what is this teaching me? What I want to learn when I come out on the other side of this, right? So it's just, it was something as simple as that, but it has been so rewarding. And whenever I find myself being unaligned or feeling unaligned, I always go back to the basics of those things that I mentioned.
Wonderful. I really enjoy, and there were many key words that you stated that I'm gonna bring up right here as we are talking, is that in your keywords, you advised everyone who's listening to be intentional, you know? But the first thing you said is that you also, the first thing you had to do is to learn to say no. Oftentimes we jump on saying yes for everything, that after a while we exhaust ourselves, we exhaust our mental state, we exhaust our physical state, we exhaust our spiritual state, that to a point we'd have no more energy, we have nothing left, and we are on empty and unable to keep on going. So with you saying no, it's like teaching everybody else to also be okay with no, because no is just part of, it's in the dictionary, it's a word. We can say it, especially when it's not meeting our needs or suiting us at that moment. And I love, as you said, you know, it's also to be intentional, because when we are intentional, we are present, we are in the moment, we living through it, we, whatever's going on, at least we can go back to it and then ask ourselves question, why is it that I am feeling this way? What should I do to change that? And you address that, you know, as you're working on yourself, you also had your vision board. Vision boarding is something that is so important. And I don't think everybody understands how important it is. When we use a journal to write down our thoughts, we start separating our negative thoughts from our positive thoughts and actually make room just so everything positive can start coming in and fulfill our inside and fulfill our environment. Because when we are in good state, everything around us is in good state as well, right?
Yes. And also in addition to that, you know, so being mindful of what I put into my body, you know, I'm not gonna sit here and say that I'm a vegan, because I'm not there, but I am intentional about what it is that I put in my body as well, and that does have an effect on how you feel and just that you put out as well. So just being cognizant of certain foods that were not necessarily healthy, even though it was, you know, a routine or what I've been conditioned to eat, I had to start learning more about what is really in this and how does it really affect my body. And so it is a process. I want to tell you that healing, growing, all of that, growing into your confidence and building that confidence, it is a process. It's going to take some time. So definitely give yourself some grace as you are growing through the stages, but grow through what you go through.
Yes.
Grow through what you go through, okay?
I love that. So for you ladies and gents who are listening, take this, grow through what you are going through. Because all of you have always heard me say, you know, it is a process. Growth is a process. Therefore, take turtle steps to get your destinations. It's okay to walk like a turtle because it gives you that space to be mindful about what you do and how you show up, and also be intentional so you can not only show up for yourself, but you're present to be there for others as well. So imagine when you are mindful of what you do, what you eat, how you are sleeping, the music you listen to, the books that you are reading to. It's something that you are doing for yourselves, and you're doing it at all levels because all the levels have to be aligned. Your spiritual has to connect with your emotional, it has to connect with your physical, and it has to connect with everything else in your being. So take notes of what Australia has taught us thus far into what you need to do to be intentional, to be mindful, and learn to say no. And of course, write down your thoughts in your journal. Earlier, when you were talking, you brought something that is so keen into our environment, our community as African American Black people. You and I, we know damn well, right, how our generation past have always stuck by the fact that certain things they don't like to address. They're going through all the craziness, they're being abused, they're being pushed down, they go to work, they're not being respected, they're not being valued. All these things are impacting them. But what do? We hold it right there and we keep on going, feeling the need to hold on to all the pains and the sufferings. What do you say about that? Because I know you brought that earlier into the fact that this is something we do. We hide our feelings. We do not like to talk about our mental states when it's on a low. So what do you have for people who are listening, for especially our brothers and sisters, because it's not only us women, men do it too. And that's how we were raised, you know, that's how we were brought up. So what do you tell them, Australia, about stepping out of that mindset? And it's okay to talk about our mental states.
Yeah, so what I would say to that is learn to cultivate those safe spaces in your environment to open up that dialogue, to open up that understanding. And I'm glad that you retouched on that. I literally was going to bring it back to that point about tracing back to your lineage. And I feel like it was so important because it helped me understand how trauma has affected my family and how trauma has been passed down. Because our emotional wellness in the Black community runs deep. We were literally told at one point in time in our enslavement that we were crazy for running away. You know, whenever some of us used to try to run away, we were put into mental health asylums and even concentration camps. And we were told that we had a mental illness for running away from abuse, running away from being killed and tortured, having our families torn apart. So in a sense, I do have compassion and I understand why it isn't talked about so much. But again, you know, we have to stand up to speak on those things and push the envelope forward, which means talking about it, understanding it, and finding ways to move forward. So I would say, you know, do what you can to learn more about your actual immediate family and just understanding more about our culture, because it's so much to learn. And I don't want you to just focus on when we were enslaved, because that is not where our history started. We started out as kings and queens, Black excellence of all things, okay?
Yes, yes.
So I want you to also just focus on that as well and really just dig into that knowledge and understanding so that that can also be a pillar of your strength, because it is necessary, it is important that is something that I would say to that. And like I said, you may be the one that's going to have to step out the box and start, you know, making room for these spaces to be had in your environment. So it can start something. For me, it was doing things differently in my parenting than what I ended up, you know, being conditioned. So, you know, like in my household, I wasn't able to just communicate freely about things and emotions that I was feeling at that time. And I don't necessarily, you know, blame my parents, because they did what they knew to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
They only gave what they knew to give. So now that I have a level of awareness about it, it's up to me to make the necessary changes. So having that mindset, and again, that intentionality of like, hey, I noticed that this is something that I didn't necessarily like when I was growing up. So what can I do to do that? And that meant me creating safe spaces in my family dynamic with my son to, you know, allow him to speak up and communicate about things, even when I didn't agree, even when I didn't understand, and especially when I didn't like it. it's important to, again, for our Black males as well, to create that safe space for them to learn how to be communicative in expressing themselves. I don't want to add to the statistics of having someone that just acts nonchalant about things. Right. I want to speak up, let you know when you cross this boundary, and let you know, hey, this is where you have me messed up at respectfully, but this is what we can do to move forward. So I think that's just so important. Starts at home, like we always say, right? And it does. Again, you can just start small. You know, if you're not comfortable with doing that, another thing could be just the eating. You know, I grew up on eating pork chops with homemade biscuits, grits, and eggs for dinner. You know what I'm saying? As good as that sounds, it's not healthy. So I literally had to wean myself mentally, because it's a mental shift that goes on when you're shifting from eating certain foods into just eating other meats or looking into alternatives. So just exploring, I would say, explore and find alternative ways to grow is a way to combat that and grow in your confidence.
I love that. I love this conversation. It's taking us to places where, you know, it's like we're going deep into the roots, so where everything started. And like you said, you know, we were always imprisoned in our mindset. Well, we're talking about the old generation of what they were always told, especially knowing that they were living life, you know, very comfortably, and then somebody else comes in and snatch that away from them. And now they still have to find ways to validate reasons why they should be free, free from all sorts of things, all sorts of problems, all sorts of negativity. So here we are learning about what we need to do to get out of that mindset, the shackles that we have been wrapped around for so long. It's time to let it go, and it's okay. It takes time. You know, we're not gonna build it in 1 minute, and we're not gonna build it in 1 day. That confidence, we've had it, but at some point we lost track of it because others has influenced, you know, others have influenced us in a negative way, made us think that we were not good enough. So today, as we are here talking about building ourselves, the mental state, and understanding the self-care, and as we heard Australia said, what you eat, what you put in your mind, what you're reading, what you do, they're all part of being the person you need to be so you could build that confidence that you have. So Australia, we're shifting a little bit from that now into going into you and makeup. as we know, you also empowering women and building their being. I love saying the word being, because when we talked about spiritual, emotional, physical, it's a being, it's a process of who we want to become. And a lot of women, whether they are new to business or they are working for somebody, or they is just at home, sometimes they lose themselves through not believing that the natural beauty is beauty. It's okay. I mean, we can wear makeup, and as you can see, I have my makeup on, right? But what we are saying is, we do not value the beauty that we already have that's inside of us, we struggle with like recognizing the beauty that we have that is outside. So when you help women with their makeup, you're helping them, you're doing their makeup for them, and we're having those conversations like you said you do, how do you get them to understand that, or to believe? Let me just rather use the word believe instead of understanding, because there's a big thing here. It's believing that they are beautiful inside and out. How do you get them to believe?
So I would say getting them to believe just comes by not being someone that is of judgment. Mm-hmm. One, I believe that beauty is inclusive, one. Two, beauty is not that you're just, again, your ex. It could, what makes you beautiful is other people. That's one thing that makes you beautiful in my life. Also, like the energy that you bring in mm-hmm. anywhere. You know, people being able to feel calm and safe around, that is something that makes a person beautiful, you know? Mm-hmm. A resource, you know? Someone that knows how to, if they can't help you necessarily, they can point you to where you can go to get that necessary assistance that you may need. And I feel like that is something that makes a person beautiful, and another way that you can bless someone. It's not just limited to like monetary gain, you know. Mm-hmm. So getting them to understand that, just basically, again, you know, allowing them to know that regardless of what they put on their face, they're still beautiful. You know, mm-hmm. the fact that you are a mother, that is beautiful. There are mm-hmm. people that don't get that privilege, you know. So, you know, someone that's learning how to get up every day and figure out a way to make ends meet, that's beautiful.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Just not related to the physical. Mm-hmm. Something that I kind of do to highlight when it comes to working with clients. And like I said, you know, beauty is more than just the physical. It's the as well, like we talked about before. So yeah, and again, that moment that we share with each other is very pivotal for both of us, because for me, it also lets me know that I'm not alone, okay? Because sometimes we could be going through the same thing, or we could be annoyed by the same thing. So just, again, being able to connect with someone on that level and someone understand that. Mm-hmm. So also another way that I encourage my clients to, you know, see the beauty in themselves is just reminding them that their thoughts create reality. So what you tell yourself is what you're going to feel about yourself. So you want to make sure that you are getting up daily and affirming yourself daily, saying good things. Don't wait for someone else to tell you. Tell it to yourself. And that is how you know, like, okay, all right, this person wasn't feeling me, but I'm feeling myself. So confidence is not they will like me. Confidence is I will be fine if they don't, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Like that. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I love that. It's not what others say. And again, we are taking ourselves away from seeking that validation that we've always waited for. It's about, you know, telling ourselves that we have it in us to be who we need to be. And the beauty is internal. Because when we embrace the internal beauty, and what that means, when I'm talking about internal beauty, what it means is who you are in and out, your vulnerability, your sensibility, your love for nature, your love for your partner, your relationship, your wife, your children, your love for people you care for, you love, the love that you have for you to know that when you are tired, you are burned out, to simply say no, you don't want any more distraction, you just want to rest. That love, the understanding that there's a creator who's made you who you are, and you have to embrace who you are. This is the inner, how you see yourself. And then once you embrace that and you start telling yourself those positivity, now you look into the outside. Because the outside, you know, sometimes we look at the outside and we fight ourselves because we peek into all the little nits and cranny to just say, oh, I have a pimple here, I have something on my nose, I have all this. But when you go from the inside and out, then you see it differently. You accept whatever pimples that you have on your face, you accept whatever that you have on you. So belief is important. It's the nature of who we need to be. And this evening, that's pretty much what we are saying here and what Australia is bringing us to know, that in anything that you're doing, that beauty inside, it's elevating you to embrace your beauty from the outside. And we get deeper into the makeup. What got you to go into makeup? I know earlier you talked about, you know, the circumstances and the situations that you went through, you know, but you were also always passionate about makeup. Was that something you were passionate about since you were a little kid, or was it a certain time in your life when you realized that you loved makeup?
Yes, I've always been enthusiastic about since I was young. I used to sneak and put it on. I wear it, you know, while we were living under her roof. But I always found a way to just sneak and put it on because I view makeup also as a form of self-expression and creativity. So seeing others, you know, just express that and seeing that like on movies and things, I'm like, wow, that's really cool. I can do that. And again, it was another way to alter and have control over my beauty and what I believe to be beautiful. So that's that. And then, like I said, I got into it more once, you know, I had my son, and then I was actually given the opportunity to be a Mary Kay representative. So that's when I had access to the women, was through Mary Kay. I learned the power and the impact that makeup and just skincare had. And then I just took it into my own hands and decided to start my own business called Persuaded Beauty. And this is where I offer beauty services. And yeah, it just kind of unfolded from there. So I'm just so grateful. And just thinking now that you asked me that question, just thinking back on just all the progress that I've made so far, it's just like, man, I did that.
Yes, yes.
So much more to do and so much more to grow. So
I love that. I love that. Like I said to all of you who's listening, Australia and I, we met at a makeup show, and she gave me some tips and into how to properly do my eyebrows. Because to me, once I finish, you know, with whatever I do with my face, I just use my fingers, you know, slide them back to the norm and then I'm out. But there were, you know, some techniques that she shared, and those techniques really helped me because I've been using those techniques on an everyday basis now. It's really helping me, and I see the differences as well. So for you ladies who are here probably listening, you're like, oh, I would like to know how to do my bras, or how to do my lashes, or any of that sort, because trust me, I still don't know how to do lash extensions, okay? So we'll just put it for another time. But I learned something, and I can tell that through her way of educating and teaching, you know, everyone how to properly do your makeup, then there's that inspiring that comes out of it, the empowerment that comes out of it, because she's giving you many things. She's giving you herself, she's giving you her her techniques, and she's also giving you her ears, so you could know that as she is talking to you and getting you to come out of your shell, she's also there to listen to you. So like that, you could know that you have a listener right next to you who's attentive, who's mindful of who you are, and is no judgment. And I like earlier when you said it's a place where there's no bias. You do not come with judgment, you come in to elevate, and it's about the power of elevation. So if anyone, well, before we asked you where you are located, what are three tips that you would like to leave your listeners today so they can get up and do? And I would like those tips to rely on three different things. I would like those tips to rely on mental health and self-care, makeup, and the power of self-confidence. Just so for the men who are listening, they may not want to do makeup, but they get to understand how important the mental health, self-care, and confidence are.
Okay. So, anything. I would say first, work on things that can take away, like your character, your skill set, your personality, intentionality, empathy, like that is definitely a way you are going to grow and just be fruitful with that. Also develop your own code of honor. So again, finding those things that are important to you and honoring that. It could be something that's making sure that you're keeping your word. No word is bond. Making sure that, you know, you always do things that feel true to you, even if it doesn't go along with the crowd, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? And also when it comes to just mental health, it's just exploring alternatives to help you understand yourself better. So I would encourage you to get into therapy, find support groups out there.
Yes.
I would also encourage you to get a coach. You know, you're looking at one right now. Get you a coach, right? What else? Again, inserting yourself in spaces that feels safe for you, okay? Mm-hmm. Yourselves in spaces that make you feel safe. So it may be you go into a networking event, maybe you go into a mixer, or just going again to like the support group or something like that. But just do things to help raise your awareness. And that also can look like developing a self-care plan, which is something that I tell others to do as well. If you don't feel comfortable or not ready to start therapy, then you can create a self-care plan, which are alternative means and measures that you can take whenever you find yourself being overwhelmed with the pressures of life. It can be something as simple as going to go take a walk, a 10-15 minute walk. It could be working out, you know, it could be having some alone time. That is a big one right there. Make sure you have some alone time. Alone time is so important and necessary. You need to just be yourself. And sometimes being alone allows you to just free and being yourself and understand, take time to process things that you experience through what you want to do. Have it alone time. I can't tell you enough to have some alone time. I've actually grown to be a woman that enjoys my alone time. Please do not call me or disturb me because I'm not going to answer. Love it. So those are some things that I would say that I would give as some takeaways. And I hope that this information that I've shared with you has helped you in some fashion.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I really embrace, you know, what you've shared. And I believe that whomever is listening today, they are getting away with a lot, especially in this time that we are going through many things that are impacting us in many ways on a negative level. And I'm talking overall in general, not just one category, one group, but it's overall where everybody is going through that. We have that tension that comes in our lives because we really feel like, okay, it's like we're being hit one after the other by many things, you know, things that impact our health and our mental being, our personality, our character, because we take our loads and we carry it and then we do, you know, whatever with to others and to ourselves as well. Some people harm themselves and some people harm others. So it really, we are at a point where we need to hear that those words of empowerment and encouragement telling us that, hey, you know, you are not alone in this. There's a road that we are all going through. We're traversing that road together, and knowing that this always support waiting on that road, it's a good thing for many who are working on themselves. Because here we talk a lot about building confidence and then working on our leadership so we can become the best of ourselves in our personal lives and also our professional lives. So therefore, having Australia talking to us about where we need to be, and remember what she said, whatever you're going through, right? So you grow through it. So embrace that moment of growth. So Australia, for those who want to know where you are located and which platform you are on, where can they find you?
I will definitely share that. But before I do, I wanted to add something more. And I wanted to say that to anyone that is listening, if you are feeling like, you know, you're just overwhelmed with the life and you don't want to be here anymore, I want to let you know that you are loved and you are needed. And there are individuals that are here to support you. Okay, like Nadesh said, you do not have to go through this alone. There are people that are here to support you if you're feeling like you want to unalive yourself. And I'm saying this because it's very, very real. The statistics are very, very real. Yes. And our children are even having thoughts of doing things like this. So I want to let it be known, hey, you don't have to go through this alone. You can reach out to me if you do feel that you need someone to talk to. You can also contact the Suicide Prevention Hotline. And that number is 1-800-273-8255. You can also text to get support if you don't want to speak to anyone on the phone. Mm-hmm. You can text the word support, SUPPORT, to 741-741. And each of those contacts that I just gave you, you will be contacted and be able to speak with a trained professional anonymously on a secured line to get that help that you need. And to add to that, where you can find me on Facebook, you can find me on Instagram, Persuaded_beauty is my tag. You can also go to my website, persuadedbeauty.com. Check out my resource directory. It has a lot of mental health and wellness resources there for you, such as the suicide hotline, and other prevention hotlines. It also has apps, recommended apps that you can look into, as well as recommended professionals. And there's something there for every ethnic group. So check that out if you get a chance to go to persuadedbeauty.com. And yeah, connect with me on those platforms that I mentioned before. I look forward to speaking with you. And if you do connect with me, let me know that you heard me here on Unapologetic Sundays.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure having you. I mean, it's something we can never pass, you know, not talking about where we need to be when it comes to our mental state, because our mental states is what's going to help us be confident. You know, it's what's going to help us be supportive of others as well. The same support that we get when we are strong, we are able to give it to others. So go ahead, try to work on yourself and plant yourself firmly on this ground, knowing that you are not by yourself, you are not doing it alone. There are many others who are in the road, ready to listen to your story, ready to share what you have, so they too can be at a place of betterment for themselves, because many others are going and waiting for you. And we know that you have that power in you. So ladies and gents, we had this wonderful evening with Miss Australia. I love the name, because it's not just the country, but it's something about the name that is so powerful, right? That we had this evening talking to us about where we need to be so we can build our mental state, work on our self-care, and discover who we are internally and externally. So ladies and gents, that was Nadege, and we are going to say goodnight. Good night. Of course, unleash. Go ahead and unleash. Bye, everyone.
Bye.